Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, my friend.
Hello, it's Ashley.
It's Ashley Kalari. With an entertainment moment
I'm
for you.
I'm watching WJOB1230.com right now. I'm watching you guys live.
Live in the studio is Michael D. Stewart with Ashley Kalari. She does her news in the afternoon, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But Ashley's got a passion for entertainment. Yeah.
Entertainment.
And we are going to have a segment here every Thursday right about this time on AM 1230 WJOB with Ashley Kalari talking entertainment. Now, Ashley, what are we going to be talking about today?
I feel like we have a couple things to discuss. Of course, Dancing with the Stars, the movies that are coming out this weekend with some really exciting ones, and some entertainment with some celebrities that I know you all are dying to know about and dying to hear.
Absolutely.
So, where do you want to start off with?
Well, why don't we go back to Monday and Tuesday with Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars, yes. So, obviously, for those that watch it, Tina Phillips and Tony Dovolani, I guess you can say his name is.
Tony D, as I like to call him. Me and him when we hang out at the club.
When you guys hang out, yeah.
Yeah.
They were eliminated, and on Monday's show previously, she had stopped during her pase doble and causing her to get kind of low scores.
Well, now here, now she is like a trend that's going on that show, and I'm going to appear a little sexist here, pardon me if I do, but once again, the really good-looking person, or the good-looking woman, goes home. What's going on with that?
You know, I kind of feel like it's more of the people that actually are doing well in dance. I think it's the ones that are doing good in dance and already have that physique that kind of gives them the upper hand. It's kind of... I think people and the fans aren't either really liking it or they assume that they're always going to be okay. And, you know, the votes don't really come for them. Either one, I don't really know exactly. I'm not in the mind frame of all those voters and everyone that's had Dancing with the Stars. But that's what I think personally because of it. Because I know that we talked previously about Kristen Cavallari. Big surprise when she left. She was one of my favorite. I mean, I followed her through all her years with Laguna Beach and the Hills and all that stuff. But I was really surprised when she got, because she did a really good job, you know, and so I don't know what it is.
Well, Ashley,
you tell me what you think.
Well, here, let me get back to this. Ashley, of course, is a you have a dancing background.
Yes.
You did dancing at Purdue Calumet, correct?
Yes, correct.
And you are a dancer for the Adrenaline Dancers, right?
Yes, Adrenaline Rush football. Yes, we currently are our off season right now, and we'll be having tryouts, and our season will be starting. Probably around December, November, December tryouts, and go from there.
Okay, so now, so Ashley knows what she's talking about when it comes to dance, folks. That's why I wanted to clarify for people.
Not just random person that's throwing something out there.
So, but my opinion is just as a casual observer, I don't really listen to the comments the judges make. I just watch them, and you know, Ricky Lake is actually really surprising how good she's been dancing.
Yeah,
she's
agree.
Improving. You can tell she's working. But I look at people like Nancy Grace, who her name is Grace, but she is anything but graceful. Chaz Bono, which is, obviously that there was a big uproar about him before the show. Everyone was upset. Yeah. I mean, and also human beings out there sending death threats to a television program because a woman who decided she wanted to be a man. I mean, I think we're better than that as a society, hopefully.
I think so, too. I really do think so, too. Everyone has their rights to their opinion, but at the same time, you really need to disclose yourself because you are representing yourself as an American, so make sure you kind of keep your comments. And like you said, sending death threats to, you know, a TV station and stuff, like, that's not going to do anything. What are you going to prove?
Oh, and what's happening now, I think, from that anger before it is affecting people out there saying, you know what, we're going to keep Chaz on. We're going to keep Carson Pressley on there. Obviously, with Carson, he was part of the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy program. That's where he cut his teeth in the entertainment industry.
Absolutely.
But so you're starting to see a little bit of that. And Nancy Grace, of course, is a headline news people. Tons of people watch that program. So that's why she's getting a lot of votes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just upsetting that real dancers are going home. But I think the fact is, what we just nailed out was these people all have stories and a lot of fans and a lot of support behind them.
Absolutely.
Kristen Cavallari, really, maybe not a lot of people are watching that.
Mm-mm. And they really have a very, you know, amazing story. It was just her life story. Yeah, that year, you know, when you're that young, when you get into the entertainment business, that might be the biggest thing and exciting thing that, you know, could happen that year. You know what I mean? That she can relate to. Unlike J.R. Martinez, who really had a really, like, heart-to-heart
American veteran.
Him, you know, as a soldier, and they brought that emotion out throughout his dance, and people were crying. I teared up. I'm not going to lie. I even teared up.
Well, I mean, and you're cold-hearted. I mean, for you to tear up.
I'm cold-hearted. So for me to tear up is a lot.
Yeah, Ashley Kalari is Italian for cold-hearted, I believe. That might not be true. But anyway, so the Dancing with the Stars thing, you're starting to see Ricky Lake right now seems to be like the front runner to go into the finals. I think you're going to start seeing, too, like, hopefully, well, once they start eliminating the rest of the good dancers, just by default, a Nancy Grace, a Chaz Bono,
Kardashian, he's really in there, too. I think he has a really strong fan base because of the name also. But
yep.
I believe he's actually been doing a really good job, too. You know, as a man, it's kind of, there's a difference between the male dancers and the female dancers. As you can see, you know, a lot of the girls, they can do flashy stuff, but a lot of the posture and stuff, for men is a big key for that, and if that's their main thing, and if they lose that, I mean, you're going to get deducted points.
And David Arquette is, I thought he, I mean, this past week was, what, movie themes? And, I mean, actually, Chaz Bono, I don't understand why everyone thought he did such a great job. I mean, it's awkward. I mean, it's just not good dancing regardless. Right. And it's not, but the fact is that you're going to get judgments on that. So we'll keep an eye on that as well. So let's move on to something, because it goes with Dancing with Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Juliana Howe?
Huff.
Yeah. I keep messing up her name. She is in the new release, Footloose, that opens up this Friday. And I know you are super excited about it.
I am super excited with a dance background. You know, all the movies that they come out with, Step Up, Center Stage, all those, I'm a huge fan of. I love to go see them and not only see the movie part of it, but see the dancing part. That's why I love it even more. But, you know, since this is a remake, I think they had a lot of pressure on them to kind of see, you know, what's good, what's bad. How can you, you know, replace Kevin Bacon with how amazing he, you know, he did such a good job on it. So I really do think, from the trailers at least, you know, I think that they two amazing people to really bring out the dancing because, you know, throughout the years, dancing changes. Dancing, the moves change, the music changes it with it. So I really do think that they really have a good grasp on it, and I can't wait to see it and then report to you guys next week about it.
Well, I'm definitely, you're going to have to go see that for me. I have an aversion going to see the theaters. I don't like spending money at movie theaters.
You know, me either. I'm exactly that. I remember the last movie I went to, but for movies that I actually care about and want to see, I'll spend a couple of dollars on it.
Well, who's going to play the Chris Penn part? I mean, who's going to play the bumpkin buddy?
You know, I think it is, let me take a look. Da-da-da. I want to say that his name is Miles, but I think his name's Willard. Is his other friend. Are you talking about him?
Yes, absolutely. Who?
Miles Teller. Julian Hough. Kenny Warlog is playing Red McCormick. Dennis Quaid, who is obviously familiar name, is the Reverend.
Oh, Victor. So he's playing the John Lithgow part.
Yeah, so he should be really interesting. I think that they do have a good cast. They have a couple of people that, you know, have names and some unknown names, people to kind of mix it up a little bit. I think it brings a good, fresh taste for, you know, when I was looking at an interview that Julian Hough and, what's his name? Who's the guy? What's his name? I forgot. Kenny Warlog, when they had an interview, it was really interesting how they discussed saying, you know, this was kind of hard because, you know, to remake a classic with Footloose, you kind of have a lot of pressure on you and a lot of critics. And to make sure that, you know, you represent it in the best way, but at the same time kind of bringing a new fresh light because we have a new generation coming in for people that haven't seen Footloose. This might be the first time they're seeing it, so they really want to jump in it and give them a good grasp on it.
Now, the song originally by Kenny Loggins, Footloose, was remade by a country artist. I'm losing my thought right now. Is it Clint? Is Clint Black the one who's re-sang it? Or?
It sounds so familiar. I think you're right.
I can't remember. I know I saw it on the jukebox, the new song. But it'll be interesting also if you can let me know about the soundtrack next week, if any of the songs from the original soundtrack got remade. I know for a region aspect, our own Denise Williams from WJOB Land, Gary, Indiana, she sang Let's Hear It for the Boys.
Oh,
He's my one-man Romeo. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
And a little side note, first time I ever did karaoke, I lost a bet, and I sang that song over there at McTavern's.
Oh, there you go. And did you get an applause or more of a booing?
I got an applause, but also a lot of strange looks at me like, why is this dude singing Let's
Why
Do It for the Boys?
Why is this man swaying and singing that song? That's great.
Hey, you know what? I was in a play, and the theater people said, go up there and sing. I said, let's do it. I ain't afraid. I ain't J. Edgar Hoover.
Might as well. There's nothing holding you back.
Let that freak flag fly, baby. Okay, and now we're right about out of time. Man, see, this is awesome. We're talking entertainment. It just flies by.
It just flies by.
Okay, what other movies are opening this weekend, really quick?
The movies, we have some that are coming soon. The Footloose is this weekend. I know the following weekend we have Paranormal Activity 3, which is really exciting.
Chet Renwick is looking forward to that.
You know, I'm not going to be the one to be able to. I'm definitely afraid of scary movies. I can't watch them. I know I'm a little baby. Chucky, as a child, made me scared, and I can't watch scary movies anymore. But we have In Time with Justin Timberlake and Amy Seinfeld, who some names in the movies that are really the young artists that are breaking out. We have Puss in Boots. That's really exciting, coming out the 28th. Some good stuff, you know, in the next coming up weeks.
All right, we're looking forward to it. Ashley Kalari, thank you so much. We'll hear you tomorrow during the news on Friday. It is Ashley Kalari every Thursday at 1:10 here on WJOB Stew for Lunch. Ashley, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Have a great one.
That's Ashley Kalari on Stew for Lunch. Entertainment, 1:10 every Thursday right here on AM 1230 WJOB. Quick time out. We'll be back with more of the Stew for Lunch radio program. Yowza, yowza, 10-4, senor. What's up, Timmy?